Allison on your cue. All right, everyone, we have been in our, I'd say, part B to a to the series here on Elevated Peace. I'd have to call it part B, if you will, because we have just been moving and God has just been revealing and taking and digging deeper, causing our roots to run deeper in the revelation of peace, the fruit of peace. And boy, I can't tell you from start to where we are right now, but when we go back on it and we do the balances and stuff, it makes so much sense how we got here. But it's quite the journey. And the whole entire series can be found on, I believe, on Facebook or our podcast. You can find the entire series on peace. And if you really want to get a hold of it, I would suggest starting at the beginning. But again, I welcome everybody that's on the line. We have been in this. We had a wonderful week this past week of great. I mean, when I tell you great case studies, they brought the noise. Everyone that did a case study, and I don't just say this, but I get so fed, I get replenished during the case studies. And they brought a case study on elevated peace. They were finding different ones in the Word that had accounts proving that their peace was elevated. It wasn't the norm. And so we're going to continue on the subject. But today, God is adding a little bit to us today. He's calling it Elevated for Peace. That is the title of this message today. We've been elevated for peace. We're not just under elevated peace, but this is the purpose of why we have been elevated, so we can bring forth peace. And so it's going to actually, today's message is going to move you out of the equation again, even in the place of being elevated, even in the place of being joined. God is going to remove you from the equation of the miraculous taking place. Even as you're speaking with such authority and power, I had gotten a fragment from out of Acts chapter 3, and that's where this particular meal is coming from the fragment of when Peter said, he said, "Why are you looking at us as though by our own power or holiness we've made this man to walk?" And so the Lord gave me a fragment there, and I've just been eating it, and it's become a meal. And so I pray that it will bless you and position you further into the place of elevated peace. The word elevated, another definition that came to me here is, it means increased, especially abnormally. It's abnormal. It as in degree or amount. So if you take John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so in John 14:27, the Lord is making a very powerful distinction. The peace I'm giving you is not as the world giveth. Mm-hmm. And I describe the world's peace as being able to pay our bills on time and, you know, having what the world would say is safety and security, a little bit of money tucked away, a little nest egg or whatever, tucked away and this and that. And so the world's peace isn't really where it is, because once you get that and it's not flowing the way that it was, that peace can be disturbed very easily. But the peace that Jesus has left us is so elevated, it's abnormal. We are, if you look at us, we are not normal, because we're not governed by the peace of the world at all. We're not governed by it. If we're low on money or if bills aren't paid, we still, we still, by the rhema word, and by the eating of Christ, or our daily unleavened bread fragment, which is Christ, which is the rhema, we still find ourselves in tranquility of mind. Amen. We still find ourselves above and beyond what the world offers as peace. We live really in an abnormal place. The degree and the amount is way more. And then that comes from a place from the inside And the degree and the amount in which God is bringing us to is going to be abnormal as well. On the outside, the wealth and the prosperity that is intended for your life is going to be abnormal.
Amen.
You're going to abnormally take possession of things that really you have no, as according to the world, you don't really qualify for, but you're going to live and you're going to walk in an abnormal dimension of peace. You're walking in elevated peace. And it won't make sense. It will never make sense to the world. It won't make sense to the IRS or to governing authorities. It's not going to make sense how you're doing what you're doing, but you're going to do it. Because the peace in which you live in Christ, is not as the world gives. It's elevated. It's beyond. And to the world, it is abnormal. So the true peace of Christ, our Lord, is not as the world gives. It far surpasses it. We aren't just elevated in his peace, but listen, we are elevated for his peace. We're elevated for, and this is where we come to. In Acts chapter 3, I'm going to read the account, the entire account again, but we'll get to today's, don't worry about it. But just listen to the account. It says in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him and John, said, 'Look on us.'" And elevated peace is described as knowing that we have this, knowing we have, understanding we are full of favor, full of grace. We're understanding that we are all already rescued. We're not in a position. We move in the dimension that has neither spot nor wrinkle. So when Peter said, "Look on us," Peter had an understanding of what he had. You'll see in verse 6. It says, "And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them." Verse 6, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up." And I find it amazing. Peter didn't touch the area that was deficit, the area that had a problem. He just grabbed him by the hand. And so we just break off a little bit of religiosity there. You don't have to lay the hand directly on where it's happening. Just be in the place of elevated peace.
Amen.
And that's the context. That's the contact right there. That's the place right there. That just the peace of Christ. It has nothing to do with you. So you don't have to find the particular point. You don't have to find exactly where. He just says, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up," and watch this, "immediately touching his right hand, but his feet and ankle bones received strength."
Amen.
And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Yes, Lord, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? And why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" He said, as though by our own power or holiness, we had made this man to walk. Listen, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Now, he said it wasn't by his own or their own power or holiness. That spoke volumes and has been speaking some deep volumes into me. And it's making me realize something tremendous, that no matter where he takes us in the spirit, we're really not. And please, I don't want anyone to become confused. The Lord is, he told me, he just wants to lighten your load even the more. I felt like my load was lightened when I was just in a place of elevated peace. But he just went and just said, I want to lighten it some more. So you understand that even in elevated peace, it's not by your own power or by your holiness. You don't have to push anything to watch the miraculous come. That while you're here in the place of elevation, I will still be the one performing for you. That just as long as you're here in the place of joining in peace, if as long as you're stepped into that dimension of what we have been calling over the years, propitiation, where the ease of mind is there, and you're understanding that you're now here, understand that it's going to be by me that is moving, even while, yes, you're propitiated, yes, you're feeling great, you're fully joined. But he just started to minister to me. He said, Todd, it's never by your own power or holiness. Not that I had an issue with that, because I certainly don't. But he was like, he was really reinforcing something here. And I started to get the gist of what he was saying. That even in the place there of being in perfect peace with God, he's saying, I'm still going to make sure your miracles come. So Peter says, first he says, look on us. Then he says, such as I have, give I thee. And I love Peter's his balance here. The word have, we learned last week, means he was possessed with this anointing, with this peace. He was possessed. The Bible says it also means diseased. It was like a disease on Peter. It means it's his own, which it's true. He carried it as his own. But my goodness, I pray that some of you get this divide today. And you're divided from ever thinking. And that even while you're speaking in the place of elevated peace, you're going to speak with understanding that God is going to move on your behalf.
Yes, amen, God.
He really wants to really drive this home. God is going to move on your behalf, even as you're speaking. You're never going to be equated with the manifestation of the miracle. No, no, no. Though you're possessed with the anointing, you're diseased with it, you own it. And the Bible says, it's such as I eat, give I thee. Peter was confirming that as we eat our fragments, we are empowered with this. And then the word power, he says here, the word power, watch this now. He says, it's not by our power. Though before he said, we have it. But he still understood, and this sets another level of ease to my soul. It sets another level of just such tranquility that even though I'm right here with him, he's still saying, Todd, I'm still gonna perform. Yes, you're positioned right here with me, but I need you to know, even in your positioning, I'm going to come through for you.
Yes, God.
I'm going to do it still. I didn't really need this because I never had a problem thinking that it was by my own power, but he was letting me know something, and I'm letting you know what he let me know. It feels good. My goodness, it's almost like having double security. I'm secure twice over. Amen. I'm in his peace, but even in his peace, now my mind goes to the fact, oh, my Lord is about to do something great here. As I open my mouth, my Lord is about to do something tremendous here. I'm possessed with it. I'm diseased with it. I own it. I'm eating it. But he's still saying, it's not by your power, Todd. I'm still right here with you. In other words, yeah, I brought you here, but I didn't leave you when you got here.
Bless God.
You don't have to create nothing. You don't have, just open your mouth freely and watch me move. All right, watch this here. He says, by my own power. He said, it wasn't by my power, which means ability. This is dynamis in the Greek. It means ability. It means strength. And I love this here. God just wants you on easy street. It means power for, look at this, power for performing miracles. You don't need to. You're not the one with the power to perform, even though you're connected, joined, you're possessed, diseased, and you own it. It's still him. And Peter makes that distinction. First, he's like, yo, such as I have, give I thee. Sounds like Peter's the man. But when the miracle comes and they began to look to glorify Peter and John, he said it immediately. He said, why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness. Second word, holiness. The word holiness means the gospel scheme. All right? Or godliness. The word scheme means strategy or plan. So Peter's letting him know, it's not by our strategy, it's not our plan for this man. We're joined, so God is executing his strategy and his plan. See, I don't have God's strategy on the natural, but as I'm joined, Peter's letting him know, and listen, it's not my holiness, it was not my plan, it's not my scheme, it's not my strategy. In fact, it's not even my godliness. None of this made, nothing came from me. So it's like this. If I tell you, and you see my body getting strong, and I tell you what I'm doing to get strong, I can't take the credit for why I'm getting strong, but I can give you the source of where my strength is coming from. That's what Peter said. Yeah, you see me with this anointing, but don't look at that. No. Let me give you the source of where the anointing is coming from. That's who is being glorified. That's who needs to be praised. And Peter says in verse 13, he says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus. You see this miracle, but it's not under my glory. God has glorified his son. This is where it's coming from. And if the Son gets glory, you know the Father's getting glory.
Amen.
Because the Father's only glorified through his Son. So now Peter lets him know, hey, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus. So though you possess it, though you're diseased with it, though you own it, and though, yes, you're eating it, man, take your rest. Take your rest in the fact that the power, the ability, the strength, the power to perform the miracles is still flowing through him. Now, I'm going to give you this next segment is going to blow your socks off here with such confirmation. So I really want you to listen to this. I really want you to listen. I've looked at this scripture so many times, but I didn't recognize two words, probably it wasn't time for me to recognize them at all, but it's so apropos for this series and what we're learning right now. We're going to go, let me just read this note to you. So the word scheme means plan, and then we'll go on to that. We're going to go to Ezekiel, I believe, chapter 4 after this. The word scheme means plan, or it means strategy. So after the miracle was performed, Peter immediately disconnects him and John from being the source from which it came. That's right. I use that word. It sounds harsh. Yeah, we're connected, but he disconnected from being the source. He's connected to the source, but not the source. He let the people know that it wasn't their ability. It wasn't their holiness. It was God himself glorifying his son, Jesus. This understanding will give us yet another. It's going to give us, listen, it's going to give you another edge when you get a hold of this, when you let this get into your spirit the way that it should, you're going to really, really have another edge on the enemy here. It's going to give you another edge in walking in his peace. This truth is going to take, and I mean take you all, all, it's going to take all the pressure from off of you and put it on Christ alone. He often does this in our series where we get to an elevated place or we get to a dimension, but then he just comes and backtracks and reminds us here, listen, I'm still the guy. I'm still the one doing all of this. You don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about productivity. You don't have to worry about producing. I produce. I'm the one. So although we are elevated in peace, we've essentially been elevated for peace. Now, the reason I use the word for is because it takes us back to the message of favor for favor. All right. All of the miraculous that is going to come is still coming from Christ and Christ alone. Now, the word for in your English dictionary means on behalf of. Watch this. Or to the benefit of. Okay. Now I see with Peter's and John's miracle, it benefited the man, which is true, but it was really benefiting the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus. It gave them glory. So now that's why we learned about favor for favor. We're elevated for peace, not just elevated in it, but we're elevated for the purpose of it manifesting. We're elevated. See, we become that connection in the earth realm where now God can be glorified and the anointing can be seen. It can be seen on our lives. It can be seen through our lives for others. So we're really elevated for the purpose of peace. God bringing wholeness to situations. So now we've been elevated in his peace on behalf of the glory that comes to God through Christ. We truly have been elevated to bring God and Jesus, our Lord, glory. Every time, I'm telling you, every time there's an account settled, every time there's manifestation, every time there's breakthrough, it benefits our God.
Yes, amen.
It benefits his kingdom. When he talked about occupying till I come, he's talking about doing business, but he's talking about doing it through the anointing.
Amen.
It's the anointing that brings benefit to the kingdom and to God. So it takes us back to favor for favor. But our focus today is even though we've been elevated in peace, we are moving toward no spot, no wrinkle, meaning we are full of favor and full of rescue. We aren't responsible for producing any miraculous outcome. He wants you to understand that. And I believe in Zechariah, we're going to pick up in Zechariah, the story about Zerubbabel. We pick up in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. You'll get a better understanding of this here. My goodness. Jesus, I bless you. Hallelujah. Verse 1. It says, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. All right, so Zerubbabel is seeing this vision. He said he sees a bowl upon the top of it. You see that where it says he sees a bowl, if you're following my notes, upon the top of it? You see that in verse 2?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, and watch what it says after, and his seven lamps. His seven lamps. All right. Okay. So here we go. Just keep that in mind for a second. And it says, so I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Stop right there. Listen here. What Zerubbabel was seeing was the word. And the word was saying to him in this vision, the word was saying, look at this here. He was seeing what Zerubbabel was seeing. He was seeing the actual word of the Lord, the candlestick of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lampstands thereon, and his seven lampstands thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are the seven spirits of God, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof. What Zerubbabel was seeing, watch this now, is how peace would be made manifest. Watch me now. He was seeing the actual operation of this thing, the bowl, the candlesticks of gold. What this is pointing to and what this is revealing, that the angel said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power. What do you mean? Well, this is the flow. The olives represent the anointing. The light represents, the candle represents the rhema word. The anointing is tied to the rhema, Zerubbabel, and you're up against something, but it's not going to be by might nor by power. It's going to be by the flow of the rhema word unto you. These things are going to transpire. And so he's letting him know, the angel's letting him know. So Zerubbabel was seeing how peace would manifest, how he would get this thing out of his way. It would be by the rhema word of God flowing, which would endorse the Spirit of God, which are the seven lamps, the Spirit of God to move any and all mountains, but not by might, Zerubbabel, nor by power. The only thing, watch this, the only thing, now watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. This is so powerful. All right, so verse 6 and 7 again. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power. What is the word? The vision that you see, the contraption that you see. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. And this creates a dimension, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Watch this. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, that shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying. Watch this. This is how the headstone comes to the mountain. Grace, grace unto it. My goodness. Wait. Zerubbabel shouting, grace, grace unto it. Only thing Zerubbabel is hearing is the word of the Lord, but what moves the mountain is Zerubbabel recognizing favor. The word grace in the Hebrew is shen, means favor. And he's shouting, favor, favor. Now there's a headstone laid at the mountain. The problem now is dead. It's buried. It's gone. Why? Because Zerubbabel is getting the anointed word and only shouting, hallelujah, favor, favor. Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Recognizing favor right there. Recognizing there's favor. Why? Because I'm hearing the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And the only thing I've got to do is say favor, favor. I recognize, I discern that there's favor.
Hallelujah, God.
He said, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, favor, favor. But the word of the Lord is this, Zerubbabel. You're getting the word of the Lord, but it's still not by might, Zerubbabel. It's still not by power. My spirit will move when you shout favor, favor. Ooh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory be to God. Yeah. Zerubbabel was seeing how peace would be made manifest. It would be by the rhema word of God flowing, which would endorse the Spirit of God to move any and all mountains. The only thing Zerubbabel would have to do is declare grace, grace, favor, favor. And the headstone would be laid. Death would come to whatever was in his way. Well, this is what the Lord wants us to know. Though we are joined and though we are elevated, he's going to get it done, period. You have the oil of his rhema flowing, and that oil endorses and fuels his spirit to move every mountain. Your job and my job is to simply speak unto the mountain. Jesus did not say, get up there, put your shoulder on the mountain and push. He said, no, say unto the mountain. Recognize this. Favor benefits. My goodness. Favor, benefits, and services, prosperity. This is all in my atmosphere. I'm nourished with it.
Hallelujah, God.
Favor. My God, we've got to wake up and stay awake to this. Because it's never going to be by might or by power, but always by his spirit. What moves the spirit is the word, the rhema word of God. So he's letting Zerubbabel know right there. He was letting him know. Listen, kid. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot in front of you. But I'm letting you know right now, only by my word. And when you recognize my word, all favors in your atmosphere, Zerubbabel. Favors all around. Your grace is all around you, Zerubbabel. You'll bring the headstone forth by just merely calling favor. Favor, whatever's in your way, favor.
Yes, favor.
That's why God has been trying to let us know. When you recognize after you've eaten a fragment, after you're filled with a fragment, recognize you've been nourished with prosperity and favor. That thing will fall. What kind of prosperity? If you need healing, deliverance, I don't care. You shouldn't need deliverance, but if you did, my goodness, it's all in your atmosphere. Favor. Brings the headstone. I looked up the word headstone, and it means headstone. Jesus, my God. My God. My God. See, we're elevated for peace. We essentially become those prophets in the earth where now we start to speak and prophesy the favor of the Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We start to speak the reality of the commonwealth of the kingdom of God. We start to speak in his reality. And that's what brings forth manifested peace. What is the mountain in front of Zerubbabel? It's a mountain now, but by the time you're done talking, it will become a plain.
Amen, Lord.
And we're going to bring forth the headstone thereof. Yeah. That's all we have to say is peace. Grace, favor. There's nothing else. Because he said it's not by might nor by power. It's by my spirit. You're connected, you're joined, but it's still not by might nor by power. This gives you another level. This elevates you even more to understanding, oh my goodness, the Lord is tagging in here. He's tagging in. The Bible says, I believe in the book of John, it talks about the Lord after the disciples went forth, the Lord worked with them and he worked with them. Only thing they were doing was moving in his word, and the Lord worked with them. John 15:5, it says, I am the vine. Old store confirmation. I am the vine. Listen to this. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. We're connected. Yes, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Yes. But listen, when it comes time to pushing stuff out, when it comes time to bearing, when it comes time for manifestation, it's me.
Yes, Lord.
It's only me. Don't you let your heart be troubled. I'm still right here. Only thing I wanted to do is position you to let propitiation become your vision and persuasion your force. Now speak. The word nothing, I thought, was a really intriguing word. It means this, the actual first definition. It means not even one. Not even one what? Not even one man, woman, or thing. Nobody. Not one man, not one woman, not one thing. Nothing. You can't do that. You men, you women, nothing. You can't do anything. Nobody. It's me. He was letting you know. He said, without me, you men and you women, nobody. It also means nothing. Nobody can do anything without me. And he's not speaking this, rebuking you and trying to tell you that, hey, listen, stop trying. No, no, no. He's telling you this because while you're here in a place of elevated peace, he wants you to even know and take further security that even here, I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to do it. Such as I have, give I thee. It's just Jesus. It's still the Lord doing his thing. It's still the Lord doing his thing. When you imbibe, it's not by your power or by your holiness. I like the word godliness behind holiness. This really did iron some things for me. I can't get close enough. Listen to me, guys. You can't get in there. Now, this one will slap you a little bit. It should. You can't get close enough to him to think that now you're in a godly position that he will do something for you. It never was determining your godliness.
Hallelujah.
It never determined how godly you were,
Amen.
Whether or
Amen.
Not he was going to do this. What determines the movement of God is you being joined in peace with God.
Amen.
But you can't ever become too so godly now that miracles, signs, and wonders are. No, it's not by you anyhow. You being in peace with God will cause his godliness and his power to be released.
Amen, Lord.
He's saying here, let all the pressures fall off your shoulders, everyone. Take this next level of understanding into your elevated place. Without Jesus, no one man, no one woman, nothing. Nobody can do anything. For me, this elevates me even higher. It does. It really frames the truth that I only need to be joined and discerned and release out of my mouth grace, favor, benefits, and services. That's all. I open my mouth. Oh, God, you're here. Your grace, your favor, your benefits, your services. Healing is flowing. Oh, you're here. Now, through your godliness, through your power, let it be so. See, we've been elevated for peace. For peace, so that the Father and the Son would be glorified. So we're connected, but yet in essence, disconnected at the point of the miraculous. And we step back and watch it. We just stand in awe. And we make sure we lift our hands in praise and tell everybody what the Lord has done. Why look you so earnestly on me? It isn't me. It isn't me. In the beginning of our ministry, I've heard this about 3 or 4 times that people would be at before it was over, would try to bow down and worship me because of the anointing that is going to be on my life. And they said, you have to watch out. They will begin to worship you. I said to myself then, and I say the same now, I don't have to watch out. I'm always numb after Jesus does something. I'm not being arrogant. I just know who's doing what. I stand in awe. Sometimes I listen to myself in the midst of the message. I'm like, Jesus. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I mean, I kept it in the archives of what, because you never know what comes up. But man, oh, man, I know when Jesus is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus himself, and I'm closing with this here. Jesus himself lived by this. He did in John 14:10. He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth works.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm speaking the words here, but I can't take credit for the works. I'm just speaking. And everything I speak is gospel. I'm speaking gospel. I'm speaking favor, speaking good things. And my Father just keeps producing things in which I say. He lived by this. He was elevated for peace, to bring forth the peace of his Father. And because he stayed in touch and intact with the word, he was called the Prince of Peace, because he knew exactly how to get it here.
Yes, he did.
He knew exactly how, by staying in the word of his Father. He was elevated to bring peace here. When he was born, they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Because he was elevated for that reason. And you're being elevated for this reason. And so in understanding that, you're being elevated for the peace. So it gives you the ability to step back and say, okay, we're about to become two mutual benefactors here. You're about to bless my situation and make it the way that you intended it. And at the same time, you're going to benefit. It's just like we talked about favor for favor. You're going to benefit, because I am going to tell everybody, and I'm going to give you the glory. So Jesus simply said, I speak and my Father does the work. He was saying unto us, I've been elevated for peace.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm elevated for this. This is how my daddy's getting his peace here. This is how he's doing it. Glory be to God. No pressure on any of you, on any of us in any way. No pressure. There's no pressure that after you've spoken the word in the place of, listen, the devil will always try to make you feel when you're done. He will try to make you feel it ain't coming. It ain't going to happen. But when you take this revelation right here and you say, no, 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 it's not my job, Satan.
Amen.
It's not my job. It's not my job to make it happen. I just know what's in my atmosphere so it can happen. He's here. Don't battle him with back and forth. No. It's not my job. I'm in position. And now you have to deal with the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. You have to deal with him. I'm not, you think I'm here by myself? Jesus said, I'm never alone. He said, my Father is always with me. You think I'm here by myself, Satan? No. I'm joined. I'm in harmony with who? The one you don't want to deal with. I'm completely in harmony. I'm completely connected to the one that, it's not me bringing forth the miraculous. It isn't me that's about to cause this mountain to crumble that you built in front of me. It has nothing to do with me. Deal with him. Deal with him yourself so you can say all you want to. It's coming. Manifestation is here.
Yes, it is.
My favor, my prosperity, my benefits, and the services of my God, they're here. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're elevated for peace. You're elevated for peace. So when you recognize you've been nourished, you come into recognition of it. It's your time. It's your time now to open your mouth and just simply say, favors here. Favors here.
Favors here.
Favors here. That's all. That's all. It's not by might nor by power. Oh, faith.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your favor is here. It's flowing. You're just saying that word flowing reminds me of a dream I had. Shortly after I was going over the notes this morning at about 4:30, actually this time it was about 6, I fell back asleep. And I saw my dream, and I don't dream that often, but I saw the dam break. I saw the rivers. It was a flood. Mm-hmm. And it was not a flood unto death. It was not a flood that brought about catastrophe or anything like that. It was a flood of the favor and power of God. The dam broke. It broke, and I remember I got up out of my sleep and I lifted my hands and I told the Lord, I said, yeah, by your holiness, by your power, things can be done. The fact that you are godly, the fact that you are godly, things can be done. And I just kept my hands lifted to him. He doesn't need your godliness. Your righteousness is still filthy rags. The only thing he needs you to do is be joined. Well, now join yourself to this truth today. Join yourself to this. It's not by your power, nor your holiness. Join yourself to this truth. That even though you're so connected, it's still not by your power. It's still not by your holiness. You're in position to see the action of Christ. He's positioned you so he can go ahead and be who he is. Peter had the perfect balance. Such as I have, I'm diseased with, I eat, I possess, give I thee. But why you look so earnestly on us like it was us that did this? Yes, I have it, but I'm not the source of it. He's still working. He's still working. Mm-hmm. He left his spirit to do the work. He's the one. He knows how to repair that which is broken, anything that's broken. He knows how to instantly repair. He is the creator of all things. Men, women, beasts, lands, raw materials. He has all the insights to how the human anatomy works and how to fix it instantaneously. He's the one. Don't look at us as though it was by us. He made this man to walk. He fixed his feet. In his ankle bones. I don't have that skill, so I can't take that credit. But I have access to the one that does. I'm elevated in his peace for him to manifest it. Right now, you're elevated. Right now, I feel this. Right now, you're in a position to where you can go ahead and begin to cry, grace, grace. Whatever might be off tilt, you can cry grace, grace, and go ahead and let his power and let his holiness come forth. Don't cry from a place of need and from a place where you're, no. Cry from the place of elevated peace. The first level of the peace of God is already here. The first level of favor is already here. Pity and mercy has already built you up again. Strengthened you in authentic faith. Now just simply cry, grace, grace. And watch the headstone be laid. The very situation that's in your way, O Zerubbabel. Watch what he does. No pressure on you. And if the devil does say something after you're done speaking to the mountain, tell him, go talk to the Lord about it. I've got nothing to say.
Amen.
It's out of my hands now, Satan. I have nothing to say. Go contend with the one that's about to bring it to pass. We have a few comments here. Lift your hands while they're coming. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Elder Donna says, bless God, just you. Amen. Blanche says, amen. Evangelist Darrell chimes in. He says, this is the core truth of our being delivered from and dead to sin. Self-effort. Hallelujah. Just you, Lord. My goodness. Shatina says this. She says, amen. And I say, amen, everyone. Amen. Just stay joined. Amen. And know that while you're joined, you're not fighting
amen, Jesus.
By yourself. You're not fighting at all. Just understand that even in that wonderful dimension, he's saying, yeah, you climbed. You're right next to me. But I'm still going to knock them out for you. I'm still gonna knock him out. I'm glad you joined, but I'm right here. I'm still the muscle here. Ah, glory be to God. I'm still the henchman. I'm the sniper. I'm the one. I'm like, really? You've given me all this peace. And he's still saying, but I'm still going to do it. I'm still here. It just gives me that, oh my gosh, that extra edge. It makes me say, ooh, devil, you're in trouble. It's like double confirmation. I'm already in peace. I already know that benefits and services are in the atmosphere. But now the Lord's saying, who do you think is bringing the benefits and services? It's not just come. I'm right here. It's like, oh my gosh. Wow. It's like you know it, but you don't know it. Now I know it. Jesus. It's just beautiful.
Yes, it just is. Beautiful.
What a covenant of peace we're in. What a covenant of peace. Amen. That's all I have for you guys today. That's all I got for today. Oh, glory be to God. I pray that it blesses.